out slowly and make a humming sound. Listen to the sound, make it even and long. And breathe out fully. Just let the breath come in. Don't do anything special for the breathing in.
What did you observe?
Stomach is going in. Stomach is going inside.
Perfect.
Okay, how many of you heard that? When you're breathing out, your stomach goes in. That's excellent. How many of you have children whom you have observed? Two questions. Now, how many of you have children? And second, you have observed your children. Oops, that's a big one. Okay. Now, all children only breathe with the stomach. They never breathe with the chest. If you go to school, like you get westernized, you learn how to breathe with your chest. Okay? There is no Indian exercise form where you breathe with the chest. You always breathe with the stomach. Okay? There are 2-3 very simple reasons for it. About 70-80% of your breathing takes place from the diaphragm. I'm hoping you remember your high school biology. Yeah, very little happens here. About 10% and 5% on the shoulder. Funny thing is, most of us are taught, okay, and especially for IT people, any strain here is going to make things worse for you. You have to learn how to keep your shoulders completely relaxed. Okay, so the first lesson is to breathe out with the stomach, and if you want to have a bucket filled with water, what do you do? You throw out the water that there is first. You don't try to fill it in. Yeah, so that's what you're doing. You just exhaust completely, and if you breathe out fully, I can see whether you're breathing out fully or not, because your stomach will tighten. Yeah? So squeeze your breath out, just relax, you'll fill up much more than you can to do all this. Yeah? So try this again. Do it 6 times. I'm going to disturb you after a while because we have to watch the clock. Right? Just practice 3 things. One, make the sound, listen to the sound, so that it's even and as long as you can make it. And as you breathe out, squeeze your breath out fully. Then just let your breath come in. Yeah? Yeah, try it.
Totally
sit straight
for 300 feet.
Sit straight without using the back bend. Don't sit back. Sit straight without using the back bend. Yeah. Pay attention. Right. Okay. Now this is called Brahmari. Yeah. Unless you give a Sanskrit name, yoga is not valid, no? So, this is called Brahmari. Which is supposed to sound the bee. Okay, so we might as well make the sound before all the bees die out now. So at least, hopefully they will revive because we're making the sound. Now what I would like you to do is try, you have to keep your mouth closed right through. Yeah? You try to say ha instead of saying mm. Okay, so what will happen is you'll have a sound something like this. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Okay, it's a kind of a sound. I'm not making it from here, it's coming from the same place where the humming happened. Right? So you simply have to try and say ha. So say hum, you say ha. You'll get a hissing sound. The rest of the instructions is the same. Breathe out fully Pay attention, listen to the sound, make sure it's even and long, just let the breath come. Yeah? So try this. You're going to try and say hum first. Ha is the same hum. That's all. And as you get a feel of the sound, make it soft.
Press the nose. Okay?
Yes.
Did you do one breath fully out and in before you switch nostrils?
No. Close half, breathe out.
And then when do you switch?
Till you get used to it, open both. Let the breath come in. Then the other side, breath half. One is pressed completely, the other one is opened half. Okay? And if you observe carefully, you'll be able to regulate how you press so that the breath is almost equal both sides. Okay, for most of us we have a septum that's not perfectly half. So there will be a difference between the two sides.
So like it's alternate, you are breathing out?
Yeah, alternate. Okay? And if you start getting used to it, do the same thing on the inhale and the exhale. Let the breath come in through one half. Yeah? Blow out through the other half. Listen to the sound. Emphasize the exhale. Don't do anything special for the inhale. Please do half, not this. This is wrong. Close one nostril fully, close the other half. Any doubts, observations, questions?
Why do you not keep a half nostril? What is the use?
Pardon?
Keeping half nostril, what is the use?
I explained at the beginning
that unless you have a resistance, you can't move things slowly. Right? So for example, if you move your hand, you keep a resistance, you can move it slowly. Just like this is very difficult. Right? So if you have to train the inner muscles, you have to have a resistance. Doing this, there's no resistance. You have to have a resistance.
Alternate with, or same day, and out.
Okay. One is called Surya Vedana, Chandra Vedana, whatever. Right now, just keep it simple. Breathe in through one, breathe out through the other. That's called Nadi Shodhana. Yeah? And you can also do it with the Ujjayi. So you can breathe in with the throat sound, breathe out. Yeah? Or you breathe in, breathe out with the throat sound, and all these combinations. Yeah, don't worry about that now. Okay? Just make sure one nostril closed, the other half closed. If you got this right, my job is done for you. Yeah? Yes, Bala.
Ask them if they would like to come at 6:15 tomorrow morning. So that you can spend a little more time.
Yeah, correct. People came in halfway, so I don't know what they got. I'm a little concerned.
Don't blame me, I've said...
I'm a little worried. Yeah, because... Yeah, you just do something and God knows, I can't even see what is happening. Back. At least some of you, I can make sure whether your stomach is squeezing or not. We can't make out anything.
If they can come tomorrow morning at 6:15.
Okay, can all of you come tomorrow morning at 6:15?
Yes.
I think you should do the British Council thing. Shut the door, lock it. At whatever time you say lock it. If they haven't come, they haven't come. Too bad. Yeah?
Sir?
Yes?
Is it
necessary
to do it early morning? Can it be done in the
evening? It has to be done on an empty stomach. Any time of the day. Don't do any of these pranayamas too close to bedtime.
Like
At least better to do it before dinner. Okay? Don't do it close to bedtime. Yeah? But on an empty stomach. Anytime is fine. Especially before you want to go and see your boss. I'm very serious because Matsushita does this. Matsushita will do Zazen breathing before every important meeting. And 15-20 minutes before a board meeting. Yeah? And my teacher always used to say that if you have a negotiation, if your pulse rate is 4 or 5 points less than the other guy's pulse rate, you'll always win. Yeah, so all you mighty guys, it might mean a couple of dollars per hour. So make sure that your breathing is quiet and you see a whole lot of things change. Yeah, it's very easy to do what Bala was saying yesterday. Think slow, think better, don't jump to conclusions. It's all got to do with the breath. And he will tell you which part of the brain is more blunt and less blunt and all that. But fundamentally, breathe properly. That's it. Like a child. The more you can breathe like a child, the more things will happen to you. Okay, yes?
Is it okay to sweat while you're doing the...
Depends. If it's a closed room, you'll sweat. If you've got lots of toxins in your body, you sweat. Sweat is a very individual thing.
So it's okay to sweat. If sweat comes, it's okay to sweat.
It just happens to you. There's no question of okay, not okay. This is me, this is my body. If I'm doing, even people who don't sweat, if they have a problem, I can make them sweat by doing certain kinds of work. Don't worry about the sweat issue, yeah? Your body will do something, just observe it carefully, right? And usually, as your toxins start getting washed out, the sweat thing comes down. But sweat is a very individualistic thing, there are no rules about it. Okay, the only rule is to observe yourself. No conclusion, no judgment. You're not a great guy if you sweat a lot, nor are you. You know, lousy if you don't sweat. It's got no connection with anything in the world except how much water you drink and some other simple things. So don't worry about it. Yeah? Okay? Thank you.